Good morning, this is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church. We want to welcome you back to our Sunday morning broadcast. Now, starting last Sunday, we started a journey through the message titled, Praying for the Promises. Now, Pastor Reynolds' first example last week was of Daniel praying for delivery from the Babylonian captivity. And we finished last week with the comment, Let it never be said that we have the idea. God said it. That settled it. And we don't have anything to do. Now let's pick up with Pastor Reynolds at that same point for this week's message.
Let it never be said that we have the idea that God said it, that settled it, and I have nothing to do. Think about that. God did say a lot of things. Does that mean that we have nothing to do? I mean, if God said it, that did settle it. We might not like it or we might like it. But whatever God said, that's the way it's going to be. Well, if that's the way it's going to be, then we'll just sit down here and let it be. How about that kind of attitude? Don't that really just turn you on? Well, it really doesn't, does it? Because it's not a good attitude at all. Think about this. People that are lost need to seek the promise of God for salvation. I believe that. Well, now, wait a minute. Doesn't God know who He's going to save? Yes. Doesn't God know who His people are? Yes. Hasn't God predetermined who is going to be saved? Yes. Hasn't God predetermined the way they're going to be saved? Yes. Doesn't God know their name? Yes. Is God going to lose any of them? No. Should the lost seek the Lord for salvation? Yes. Should the lost ask the Lord to save them? Yes. Matthew chapter 11. Today, listen, tonight if you're here and you're lost, you are responsible to God to seek His salvation. You are responsible to God. God will hold you accountable if you do not seek His salvation. And God knows your heart. God has given you a promise. And the promise is that if you would come unto Him, He would save your soul. And you are responsible to seek His face and to come. That's seeking His promise. That God has given you a promise. He would turn nobody away. Wasn't that a glorious promise? The vilest sinner, Jesus will save. The most wicked person in the world, Jesus not only can save, He will save. Did you know that Jesus will also save those that are righteous? I mean by that, if they will humble themselves and admit that they're really a sinner, Jesus will save their soul. Jesus will save good people as well as bad people. It doesn't make any difference. Anybody that comes before the Lord and admits to the Lord that they are lost and they seek His face, the Lord will save them. That's His promise. We ought to seek His promise. We ought to pray for the promise. Lord, save me. That's a good prayer. That'll work. I'm reading in the book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus said this, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You reckon that's so? Hey, are you heavy laden? Then come to Jesus. That's what He said. And if you don't come, you're not going to find any rest. Tonight, if you're lost, and you know you're lost, and you don't seek the Lord, you certainly can't blame God for not saving you. You say, well, but I came, and I asked Him, and He didn't save me. How many times did you do that? Are you done with Him now? I mean, you just don't want to get done. I couldn't get done. Because the Lord hadn't done His work in me, and I had to keep coming, had to keep asking. And the Lord saved my soul. I was asking incorrectly was my problem. I don't know what yours is. I just know what mine was. He said this in verse 29, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus says to you that are lost, Come. I want to show you this, that Jesus Christ, who knows all things, even prayed that God would save those whom Jesus knew He would save. John 17, verse 20. Now, God knows everything there is to know. But just because God knew it, just because Daniel knew it, didn't mean that they weren't going to pray that the promise be given to them. We ought to pray. Lord, fulfill your promises in me. I'm praying, Lord, that you'll... I'm seeking, putting my face toward you. Lord, I earnestly give it over to you, Lord. I don't want to just sit down here and just wait like I'm a knot on a log. Lord, help me, Lord, to turn my face toward you and to pray to you fervently and earnestly in fasting and prayer and sackcloth and ashes that your promises would be fulfilled in me. Completely turn our face toward the Lord. Turn away from every other thing that would cause us to look the other way. Put those blinders on our eyes. We might only look to Jesus. John 17, verse 20, Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's talking about me. Jesus prayed for me in John 17, verse 20. I think he prayed for me because I would come. But I had to come and pray, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will save my soul. And I asked the Lord, and he did save me. Simple as that. I think it's good that we pray for those things that God said he would give. Look in the book of Matthew chapter 6. We're talking about the blessings of prosperity. We've talked about salvation, how that we ought to pray that God saves sinners. We that are saved ought to pray that God would save sinners. We need to do that earnestly, fervently, sackcloth and ashes as it was, praying that God would save sinners because only Jesus can save them. He's the only one that can touch our children. He's the only one that can touch our grandchildren. He's the only one that can touch us and make us right. And we need to pray, God, touch me. This is your promise for me. Fulfill it for me. In desperation, we pray that he would. Matthew chapter 6. Look at this. We're talking about, in this point, about peace and prosperity. Look what he says. It's good for us to pray this. Verse 33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Listen, it is good for us to pray that God supply for us the necessities of this life. A part of the model prayer was, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Are we supposed to pray, Lord, give me today what I need today? That's right. Amen. We're supposed to pray that. He said, oh no. Said God will give it to us anyway. Let's just sit here and wait on him. Is that what we're supposed to just sit down? Wouldn't it be easier to just sit down, kick up our feet and go to sleep? And then fuss at God when he didn't give us what he promised he would? No, that's no good. We need to pray for the fulfillment of the promises. We need to pray that way. You say, well, God's going to do it. If you don't pray, will he do it for you? We ought to pray that way. I mean, fervently and earnestly pray. Lord, Lord, you know what I need. You know, Lord, what I need. All we have to do here in verse 33 is to make sure that we're seeking his kingdom first. A lot of times we get the cart before the horse. And we try to get it all figured out. How that we can have all these things down here upon this earth before we seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We want to enjoy all the things down here upon this earth without going to the Lord. Look in James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 1. See, we ought to seek. We're just talking about these material things that all of us have need of. And God knows we need this stuff. Well, God also knows we want a lot more than we need. He knows that as well. But it's not wrong to pray that God would fulfill his promises toward us. James chapter 4, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even if your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Should you ask? That's right. Say, well, God has given me the promise that He's going to take care of me. Well, ask Him to. That's what He's saying. And those things that are obvious even, don't hurt to pray. With fasting, even as Daniel set his face toward the Lord and prayed fervently that it would be the way that God said it would be. I mean, all we're doing is recognizing the power of God in doing all of those things. We ought to pray that. We ought to pray that. Boy, be humble about it, because knowing that only God can supply for us the material things that we need upon this earth. God can do that. Next point. We need to pray, earnestly pray, that God's churches would continue. I believe we ought to pray that. Now look here in the book of Matthew chapter 28. Here is a promise that God has given, Christ gave before He left. But we ought to earnestly pray that this be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 28, beginning here in verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And then look what He says. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. The word end is consummation. The word world is age. Jesus said, I am going to be with my kind of church until the age comes to an end. And it's just about over. He said, I'm going to be with you. Since Jesus said that He was going to be with us to the end of the age, should we pray that God be with us to the end of the age? You know what? That's a sure prayer.
Amen. That's right.
That's a sure prayer. Think of this. Is Jesus going to save anybody?
Amen.
Well, if He don't, they won't. So it's a sure thing when we pray, Lord, would you save souls? I think it's good to pray, Lord, save that one. Save that one. Save that one. I think that's a good prayer. We ought to pray for those things that God's promised.
Now, the Lord has promised so much. And as Pastor Reynolds stated in his closing comments today, the Lord has promised to save those that are lost. Now, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and He has promised to save those who trust in Him. And if you're lost, then trust Him, accept His gift of mercy, and His promise of redemption. If you're saved, then trust Him in your daily life, serve Him as you should, and pray that He would grant to you the promises from His Word. At the end of last week's broadcast, I did mention a book that had been put together by Independence Baptist Church. Now, this little book contains some of the scripture promises that our members have found and that have been and that they have seen fulfilled in their lives. Now, this book is titled The Promises of God as Seen Through the Eyes of Some of the Members of Independence Baptist Church. Now, that's a pretty long title for a book that's only around 40 pages. But let me tell you what, those 40 pages are packed with verse after verse of the promises of God. And I tell you, it's a real encouragement to sit down and read these scriptures. And not just the scriptures, but to read the statements that are made by the people that have claimed those promises for themselves. Now, this little book is available for you to download for free off our website. The website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, the website address is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, once you're on the site, just click on Articles and Books by the Pastor. The book I'm talking about is the very last one on this page. And all you have to do is click on the picture of that book to be able to download a copy for yourself. Now, we will be continuing on this topic of praying for the promises next week, so be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m.